First of all, I want you to process rental applications like Baskin Robbins. If you can remember when they used to be busy, you would go in there first, you'd take a ticket, and then you'd hang on to your ticket. Oh, my number's here. I'm holding number 58. You wait for your number to get called, then they serve on you. Well, that's what I want you to do with your rental applications.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today's topic is CYA, cover your butt, proven tips for processing rental applications. Well, as all of you know, if you've been paying attention to the national news and this and that, our federal government has dumped billions of dollars into fair housing, okay? It sounds good for education and things like that. But if you look at how they break down the dollar amounts, the percentages, majority of that's going to enforcement, okay? And that means they're going to hire, I couldn't tell you how many tens of thousands, if not over 100,000 new fair housing investigators, enforcement officers, whatever it is that you want to call it. So they're out to get us. Okay. And so I want to remind you of something. Back when I was a policeman in uniform, yeah, I retired when I did the long-term undercover stuff. But when I was a policeman in uniform, and I can't tell you how many times that I'd lock somebody up, they're sitting in the back seat of my car and they say, I didn't know that was against the law. Oh, okay. You didn't know that that was against the law? Well, excuse me. Here, let me undo your bracelets. You take your handcuffs off here and you can be on your way because you didn't know that was against the law. Well, same thing for us. Okay. So that should be a huge lesson right there, a huge tip to make sure that you and your staff brush up on federal fair housing laws. That's HUD, state fair housing laws. And if you have local fair housing laws, okay, for example, in my hometown here in Louisville, Kentucky, yeah, we've got HUD, we got the state. Our local government, our city council of Louisville, in December of 2020, they added more protected classes, one of which is source of income, okay? And it goes into effect on March 31st of 2021. So you better brush up on that. And one thing you may not realize is anybody that says anything about any of your available rental units, it's the same thing as it coming out of your mouth. So I had to train my staff on what to say and not say. So we got scripts that we have to follow because these investigators, they've already tested us. They'll try to get your staff to screw up. They'll try to get you to screw up. And keep in mind, they're not just doing simple things. Those are government jobs. I had a government job as a policeman, and I can't tell you how many times throughout my career in the police department, when the boss would come in and said, hey, anybody got anything we can work on? We got to burn up all of our overtime or they're going to cut our budget for next year. Well, that goes against common sense in the corporate world. You want to come in under budget so you can have better profits, right? No, not in government. So imagine this, all these brand new enforcement officers and all this money that's going to that. You think they can come in after a week's doing work or whatever and come in and say, nope, everybody's following fair housing laws. No. Okay, I want to tell you about my buddy that got a 24 unit he's had for 15 years, and he had 12 units on the first floor, steps going up to a walkway, 12 units on the second floor. And here's what the fair housing did before all this stuff, the eviction moratoriums and all that kind of stuff. Here's what they did. They had some lady investigator dress up and get a walker and act like she was crippled. And she pulled up into the parking lot, and now I'm going to call him Joe. Joe was a one-man show. He did everything. He did repairs, processed rental applications, picked up the trash, cut the grass, shoveled the snow, collected the rents, everything across the board, okay? And so this lady pulls up in his parking lot, and he says, I'd like to see your available units. And that well said, do you have any apartments for rent? And he says, yeah. She said, I'd like to see your available units. Well, that's what she said. And so she's clanging and banging her walker and all this and that. Now, you and I would think common sense, okay? This lady would not want to go up steps and rent an apartment on the second floor. So what does he do? He had one available apartment on the first floor. He had one available apartment on the second floor. And so he shows her the one on the first floor. And She says thank you and goes on her way. Now, keep in mind, they're recording everything, video, audio, all this stuff. So then next thing you know, he gets a notice. He gets served a federal citation of violating fair housing, blah, 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 blah. And so somebody told him to call me. I listened to him. So he told me what happened. And he says, Mike, that doesn't make any sense. And so they're saying I didn't show her all available units. Well, no, you didn't. Okay. You just showed her the one on the first floor. And I said, you're going to lose on that. And sure enough, I think he had to pay like $15,000 or $20,000 because he violated fair housing. That just makes my blood boil. Okay. That could happen to you. So remember the police thing? Well, I didn't know that was against the law. You can't say that in any of this stuff. So it's imperative that you have yourself, your staff. Think about this. You ever have anybody working on an apartment or a rental house that you've got, tenant turnover or rehabbing one, you're getting ready to rent it or something like that, and you tell your guys working on the house there, gals, whoever it is, hey, if somebody comes up and asking about the house, tell them it rents for this much and give them an application. Okay? That's very dangerous, guys. Very, very dangerous, because anything they say is the same thing as coming out of your mouth. So just tell them to point to the sign and call the office, okay? Tell them they can't say nothing about the house, nothing about what it rents for, nothing, 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 okay? That's how you can protect your butt. Okay, so we talked about fair housing. Make sure that you have that, you know that. You train your staff, you train yourself, okay? And always have a mystery shopper to call in with some trick questions, because they're going to do that, and they've already done it to my staff, okay? And so I don't want you to fall to one of those things, and they're out to get us. That's why they're dumping all this money in here, guys. Okay. Now, the other thing I want you to be very much aware of is how you can protect yourself. One of them is sex offender registry. Well, first of all, I want you to process rental applications like Baskin Robbins. And if you can remember when they used to be busy, you would go in there for a lot of people, you'd take a ticket. Okay. And then you'd hang on to your ticket. Oh, my number's here. I'm holding number 58. And so they go, the person working behind the counter go, boom, okay, 55, then 56, and you wait for your number to get called, and they serve on you. Well, that's what I want you to do with your rental applications. First in, first process. And if you do that consistently over and over and over, that will keep help you dot your I's and cross your T's. No more can you, I recommend against this. Earlier training we had today, this lady says, what if I got five applications and I just want to pick the best one? All right. Well, this one over here makes more money than this one over here, and I'd rather take the one that makes more money. Well, we all would. You know what? But your qualifying standards got to be in writing, and I recommend you have it on your rental application like mine and on your free Investor Carrot website you get with your Gold, Diamond, and Platinum memberships. Now, what we do is the first qualified applicant, so that first application comes in. If it's coming in off your website, it's got a date and time stamp on it already. So process that puppy, and if they meet your qualifying standards, guess what? They're approved. You can't go through and pick the other ones, okay? I want you to check social media, Bookface, all the other things out there. And a lot of times you can use that to see inside of their home and see what kind of lifestyle they live and stuff, okay? The other is to check online records. So a lot of folks use a third-party tenant screening service where they said, oh, they check their credit and they do criminal history and blah, 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 blah. Well, that is not the Bible, okay? That's not going to get you out of jail free card. Because, oh, I ran it through them. And they're going to have fine print in their agreement to use their services that, hey, we might not have, it might not be 100% accurate. But anyway, so for example, look and see how many evictions have been filed on them. In my town, we use the sheriff's website for that. And source of income, well, let me tell you about sex offender registry. Okay, let's say you got apartments. What if somebody's a registered sex offender and you put them in an apartment where there's kids? That's pretty frightening, isn't it? Okay. Worse yet, what you might say, but Mike, I don't have any apartments. I have single family houses. Okay. So what if somebody's a registered sex offender and you put them in next to a daycare or playground or a school? Okay. And something happens and you knowingly put them in there like that, or you didn't know that they were. Okay. Your butt could really be in the ringer there. Okay. So that's good. Now, let me tell you one thing about sex offender registry. Once upon a time, this thing did not exist. So it's been years ago that the sex offender registry was created. But here's what gets my goat. Did you know that anybody who was convicted of a sex offense prior to the creation of the sex offender registry, they're not on the sex offender registry? So it's important for you to go online and try to find out as much as you can about this. Now, I'm going to tell you about this one here that's fairly new, okay? And this kind of blew our mind. And we've got an online website here in the state of Kentucky called Cool, where we can get criminal histories on folks if they're convicted felons, things like that, they're on probation, parole, what have you. Okay, well, that website was down. So Beth in my office, she goes to Google and she punches in the name of the applicant. Oh my gosh. Guess what happened? It popped up where he turned himself in for murder. It got violence, all kinds of stuff that never showed up. He was in the news. He was on TV. All kinds of articles showed up about this guy being just a very violent nut. And whoa. So never really thought about that too much until fairly recently. But take your applicant's name that they fill out on their valid photo ID and their rental application that they fill out for you. Punch that in and see what pops up. Okay, now we're going to be serious here. Now, what if their name is John Smith? Well, you're going to get, golly, that's going to have, it's going to blow up Google, okay? So maybe you put John, middle initial, Smith, and maybe your town, okay? But try to do something like that. And remember, they've got variations of their names. So you might have Robert McCracken. Well, you might look up Robert McCracken. You might look up Rob McCracken. You might look up Bob McCracken. Okay. Take a few extra minutes there and do a very thorough processing of your rental applications there because, okay, I'd much rather see you do it on the front end. It takes some work, but the last thing you want to do is just kind of half blanket. Okay. Half blanket and put a ding dong in there, especially if you got apartments, because you slip up and put a ding dong in there before you can evict the ding dong, you're going to run off three or four of your good tenants. And on single families, you're going to tick off the neighbors big time. So just some tips there. Check Google, check fair housing laws, train your staff, make sure everything's in order there. And I'll catch you on the next one. So I've been told to do this. Okay. Somewhere on this podcast thing, you can click a follow button or a subscribe button, maybe a share button. Maybe you can add comments. I'd love for you to do that. Okay. Please do that and share this with fellow investors and all. And we've been getting some rave reviews. And if you like that, please let us know about it, okay? And so for the next one, oh, I forgot to add this. If you want to get just a quick overview of especially the fair housing stuff, go to mikebutler.com and you'll see up across the top, it'll say free stuff and you'll see fair housing training. And also, I think I got another page on there to get your state's landlord-tenant law. Don't get the one that's tenant-friendly. Get the real state law, your landlord-tenant law for your state, okay? Because that's like your NFL game, the rule book, okay? That's the rules of the game right there, combined with fair housing. So get those two things. You need to know those things and train your staff on it. And let's button down the hatches and not allow yourself to become a victim of one of these very, very aggressive anti-landlord campaigns where they're going to try to play tricks on you, okay? So adios, see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.